The People's Food Co-op started in 1973 as a buying club. A group of college students bought bulk products like whole wheat flour and brown rice and split it up. Today, it's a full-size grocery store with a deli, cafe, and restaurant. The co-op began its major expansion a decade ago, and to do so, it had to secure a number of loans. This includes a $250,000 Community Development Block Grant, or CDBG, gap loan through the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development. Now, HUD is recognizing the People's Food Co-op as one of 10 national success stories that has benefited from the program. Michelle Schrey is the co-op's general manager.
10 years later, to see the success that we've had, the amount of growth and the community impact, not just people who shop here, but local producers who sell their products through us. The folks at HUD said, hey, that's exactly what we want to see this loan program do.
Also a few weeks from now, the city of La Crosse will be presenting an award to the People's Food Co-op. It's being recognized for its expansion and role in neighborhood development. La Crosse Mayor Tim Cabot oversaw the city's CDBG loan program 10 years ago and helped the co-op secure the loan. He says the store continues to be an anchor for the downtown area.
It just fits so perfectly with the city's downtown plans and redevelopment efforts to have a grocery store downtown, to really support the goals for more residential in our downtown and the surrounding neighborhoods.
The People's Food Co-op is currently exploring future expansion plans. Maureen McCollum, Wisconsin Public Radio in La Crosse.